this show, something weird this way comes. I can't be certain, but I think Rue kidnapped me. I've been blindfolded for about 9 hours now. You see, the show is changing formats, and he wants me really badly to say something like that I approve.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I do approve. He didn't have to kidnap me. I keep feeling something brush by my face, and I don't know if it's a dog or if it's Rue's fursuit.
Thank you, Mo, for that kind introduction. I don't have him in my basement. My name is Rue, and I am here to host the new reformatted reboot of Something Weird This Way Comes, the podcast. The old podcast, which you can still find episodes from, me and Mo would discuss movies, some good, some bad, but we usually would try to find the beauty in all of them. But really, Mo and Doug Tilley are doing a great job of that with the show No Budget Nightmares. And there are plenty of other shows out there that do sort of discussions on B and exploitation and low budget, no budget films. We decided that we wanted to shake it up a bit. I'm a big music guy, so I wanted to look at the music from these movies and how genius they are. So again, expect a lot of positive heart love towards these songs, even if they're pretty rough. A lot of the music in these movies, these low-budget, no-budget, cult genre, exploitation, grindhouse, all those, a lot of the music has a real cool sort of outsider quality. It's whether they could get, you know, a song for free from a friend, or what they basically make themselves. It comes from the insanely creative mind that brought the film in the first place. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I wanted to have a show that looked at this music and gave it a shot. Some of these songs you may recognize, some you may not. I'm keeping a broad idea of what I'm considering low budget or no budget for the films. Obviously, there's some great music in movies that had million-dollar budgets, but they're considered art and cult, so I kind of wanted to keep that open. Yeah. We're still going to be talking about the movies. Well, I am, and occasionally I'll have a guest on. The movies, I'm going to give quick synopses, I'm going to look at the scenes that the music are used, where it's available. I'm going to try to get information on the people who made the music. And occasionally, I wanted to have a bit of fun with it, and in future episodes, me and or another person will take a jab at covering one of the songs from the movie. So I'm sure you're going to be looking forward to that. For this first episode, I wanted to look at the music of the movies we already covered in the previous Something Weird podcasts. So I'm going to grab something from each movie and we're going to hear the songs. Simple. Easy. All right. Let's get started. So songs and scores come in all types. And the very first song you would have heard listening to the Something Weird podcast was at the beginning of our first episode, Beginning of the End. Some quick information on the movie. It opened in 1957, stars Peter Graves and Peggy Castle. It wasn't really even that bad a movie. It was about giant grasshoppers which attack Chicago. The song in question is the opening track, which is, you know, a tradition in giant bug movies. You have these two people making out in a car until they're interrupted by the monster, which you don't get a chance to see. In the movie, the girl screams about a minute into the song. I went and grabbed the song in its entirety so you can get a listen to it. The song is called Natural, Natural Baby. It was written by Lou Bartel and Harold Kane and performed by Lou Bartel and Chorus. And it was actually on an ABC Paramount 45 back in the 50s. The B-side of this song was called My Idea of Heaven. And the whole thing goes for about $25 if you can find the original 45. Prior to this, Lou Bartel made one other song. It was released in 1954, and if you can find that 45, it apparently goes for about $150. Really, the only claim to fame for Lou Bartel and for this song is that it starts off the movie Beginning of the End, and here it is in its entirety, Natural, Natural Baby.
You ask me why world is round. Why does the Tower of Pisa lean towards the ground? 'Cause it's natural, natural, baby. That's what makes the world go round. Yes, it's natural, natural, baby. That's what makes the world go round. You ask me why the bluebirds fly. Why do the bluebirds fly up to the sky? 'Cause it's natural, natural, baby. That's what makes the world go round. Yes, it's natural, natural, baby. That's what makes the world go round. You ask me why I love you so. Why do I love you so? Want to know, 'cause it's natural, natural, baby. That's what makes the world go round. Yes, it's natural, natural, baby. That's what makes the world go round. Tell you, dear, don't ever be afraid. Big Lou is here. 'Cause it's natural, natural, baby. That's what makes the world go round. Yes, it's natural, natural, baby. That's what makes the world go
And there you have Lou Bartel with Natural, Natural Baby. I feel kind of like I'm on a college radio show. Or NPR. Anyways, let's move on. Another movie that we looked at for the original series of Something Weird This Way Comes. Maybe we could call that first season. This is second season. Yeah. So we did a movie called Acid Eaters. 1968 movie, basically an acid movie, directed by Byron Mabe, who also appears as an actor in one of our other movies. He was in The Beast Who Killed Women, we'll be getting to later. Basically, it's a movie about office workers who trip out and travel to a giant tower of LSD. Yep. So I was going to include the opening sequence music. It depicted their daily grind, complete with gross shots of people eating food and flushing toilets. It's pretty cool psychedelic piece of music. Gives you an idea of the sense that working sucks. The actual score of Acid Eaters is pretty cool too. I'll get to that in a second. But first here, let's hear the opening sequence. This is the trippy clock-themed music from Acid Eaters. There you go. Well, there you go. That was the opening sequence of Acid Eaters. As I was mentioning, the theme itself, the music to the movie is really, really cool. I just wanted to include a clip of it here. This is the theme that comes up a few times during long motorcycle driving sequences. Yeah, give it a listen. It's so funky. I really like the music in this movie. It was done by a guy named Billy Allen, who we'll be coming back to later in another movie that we watched for our original season of Something Weird. But I'm going to move to the end of the movie now for some other music. Up to this point, you got to see a lot of breastises, and I was happy to get a chance to see some full frontal nudity in it as well. I'm not a pervert, just with a lot of these movies, it's very lady-centric. And there's a scene, basically, when it gets to the end, the whole premise of the movie is they're trying to get to this giant pyramid of acid, this white pyramid. And in the end, they find the LSD pyramid. They go inside of it, and all hell breaks loose. There's actually probably the most disturbing sequence I've ever seen in film at the end. And if you want to hear me talk about it, you could check out the Acid Eaters episode of Something Weird. But I grabbed some music from this final scene. It's really trippy music. We've obviously all started tripping out, even if you didn't take anything. And in this scene, Artie, who has now become the devil in a crappy little devil suit and one of those plastic pitchforks, played by Buck Cartalian, who I guess lends some clout to this film. And here's some music from the trippy sequence at the end of Acid Eaters. Next up, after the Acid Eaters, we watched a movie called The Body Beneath. This is a 1970 Andy Milligan movie. I totally dorked myself with this when we did the original episode by A, being very uneducated about the films of Andy Milligan, and B, actually thinking this movie was British. The horrible accents really should have tipped me off.
It's very cold outside.
Do you want me to turn the heat up?
No, I'm not cold. Oh, look at that moon. It's a beautiful moon. I like it when it's like that. I wish it would stay night forever.
You never liked the night before. What's come over you?
Will you take your bath first, or shall I?
That's an abrupt change.
Is it?
Yeah, I should have totally caught that it wasn't a British film. I plead ignorance. I hadn't seen any Andy Milligan films before that. I do intend to watch some now. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there saying, please don't do that to yourself, but I did enjoy The Body Beneath. Part of the reason for that was that the music really didn't suit the scene, so it added a neat level of humor. Part of the reason for this is that the music was entirely stock music. They probably went to a warehouse somewhere, hand-selected music labeled scary, and just put it where it would fit best. And it didn't really fit at all. I'm going to play you a sequence now that I originally labeled Algernon Knows Everything. Algernon is the main vampire character played by Gavin Reed. And in this scene, he's talking to Graham and Susan from the movie, two characters. And I think it's absolutely hilarious. The dialogue in this scene is genius. So pay attention to the dialogue and listen to the music in the background and how it really doesn't suit the dialogue at all.
Your name is Ford?
Yes, the same as yours, in a way.
I don't quite understand.
If my memory serves me right, only your mother was a Ford. Your father was unknown, so you took your mother's name. Am I correct?
That's correct, but how can you tell?
I know everything, dear boy. In my spare time, which is little, I do extensive research into our family background. I also do horoscopes as well. Now, you are a Pisces, aren't you?
Yes, but how can you tell?
I'm good at a lot of things. Your wife, Anna, is Pisces also, or Virgo, am I correct?
Virgo.
It isn't easy being right all the time. Do you know the forts go back to Roman times? 98 BC, in fact. Quite a family tree, wouldn't you say?
Fascinating. Have you lived in London long?
A fortnight ago, we arrived from Ireland, County Cork. It's a lovely place to leave from. You being Canadian would appreciate that.
The Body Beneath. So, next up is God Monster of Indian Flats. This is another one of those movies that was god awful, but I enjoyed it because I like these kinds of things. If you listen to the original Something Weird episode, you'll hear that I totally loved this movie and found it layered like an onion. And Mo disagreed with me wholeheartedly. God Monster of Indian Flats, 1973 Western horror, which is a cool concept. The music was by the same guy who did the scores for Iga, for Mudhoney, for The Hollywood Strangler meets the Skid Row Slasher. The movie is about mutant sheep. So again, like Billy Reed was talking earlier with the Acid Eaters, the music in this movie is actually fairly well done, pretty cool. And I'm just going to play this opening. It gives you a great idea of what the movie's about. That's right. It's awesome. Pastoral music and sheep bahs. What else would you want from a big sheep monster movie? Now, my favorite moment in this movie, musically, and pretty much in all the movies that we did in the first series of Something Weird, is it's in this opening sequence. Our sort of hero, Eddie, who's a Mexican sheep farmer, sheep lover, really. There's a lot of awkward sequences where he's sleeping with his sheep. Not in that way, just like laying, yeah, whatever. Moving on. Eddie stumbles into a bar drunk after making some money at the casino. He's sort of in a saloon. It's very, very Western. Now, when I picture a saloon with music, I picture the old guy with a vest and a pork pie hat, kind of hunched over a ragtime piano playing music. And when the guy walks in, everybody stops and looks around. Now, they have the same kind of concept here where Eddie walks in, a woman steals his money, and he makes a scene. But it's not just a piano playing, and I thought this sequence was absolutely genius. I'm just going to play it for you.
Ain't so bad when you think about it.
Thank you.
three-piece banjo band. Oh my god. It was such a cool scene. I love banjo. I own a banjo. Banjos are cool. And I was really impressed by the fact that there was a banjo band in a saloon. Yeah, there you go. God Monster of Indian Flats. And moving on, Billy Allen is back with us for a movie called The Adult Version of Jekyll and Hyde. Came out in 1972. Billy Allen is the same guy who did the music for The Acid Eaters. We know from that movie he can write a tune. The question is, how good is he with porn? So I'm going to play you the opening sequence. However, I'm going to save some of the other music from this movie for a future episode. But check this out. It's Billy Allen with music from The Adult Version of Jekyll and Hyde. All right, I want to play a guessing game with you. All right, you gonna play with me? I feel like I'm host of a kids show. It's weird. Anyways, I'm gonna play you a song, and I want you to think of what kind of movie this song is from. It's part of a score, so while I play it, think to yourself, what is this the score for? That should be the name of our guessing game. So check it out. Guess. Do you think you know where it's from? If you already know where it's from, I'll send you a cookie through the mail. But if you tried to guess, that is from a 1970 Doris Wishman movie called The Amazing Transplant. And guess what's getting transplanted? A penis. There you go. So that is penis transplant music. Another great moment in this movie. That was a great guessing game, eh, guys? Anyways, another great moment in this movie is in the opening, just after the opening sequence. There's a scene where one of my most biggest pet peeves in film happens. As a person who loves music, it always drives me nuts when they have people in movies who don't know how to play instruments, but for some reason, they have been asked to play an instrument for the movie, so they fake it. Some people do it fairly well. With guitars, some people actually make an effort to try to hold a chord and strum it, even if the music in the background is finger-picking. This one is awful, so I'm going to play you the music and picture in your mind a naked lady laying on a bed, awkwardly and randomly moving her fingers over a harp as this beautiful music is played. There you go. Naked Heart playing at its best. I'm going to, I can't think of a more fitting way to end this episode than with the final song. I guess it's not even a song. This is going to be a little bit different than everything else we've been listening to. This is music from 1951's Bawanga Bawanga, a.k.a. Wild Women, a.k.a., and probably the best subtitle for a movie ever, White Sirens of Africa.
I saw her.
You saw whom?
The Ulama.
The who?
One of the legendary White Sirens of Africa. She was a vision of womanly loveliness. The most gorgeous creature I'd ever seen.
So, a bunch of explorers head to Africa and wind up interacting with a tribe of white ladies. Spoiler alert, in the end, one of the women runs away with the men. Unexpected. Of course, as sirens, they have beautiful voices to lure men to their deaths or to become the queen's men. So what better way to end this movie than with her leading a chorus? Well, she's sort of leading a chorus. Italian funny man Sparafucile gets the song started and she joins in. It's this awesome la-la-la-la song with a weird little whistle. I'm just going to play it for you, but this is the end of Bawanga Bawanga as they quite literally skip off into the sunset.
Looks like you're stuck with us, man.
Isn't that romantic?
Hey, give him a little background music, Sparfacelli.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Yeah, but which way do we go?
Well,
Oh, Bunga. Hey, we're in luck.
Hey, our guys!
So there you have it, the reformatted, rebooted, reinaugurated first episode of the new Something Weird This Way Comes podcast, the podcast about the music of the movies we love. Our next episode will be on closing credit songs. Going to be grabbing some great tracks from, for instance, Suburban Sasquatch and Sleepaway Camp and other great movies. And listening to the songs that they play during the closing credits. If you'd like to get in touch with me to comment on the show, make a suggestion for some great music I could feature, or whatever, your best bet is to catch me on Twitter at Potoroo, that's P-O-T-O-R-O-O, or you can email me at somethingweirdthiswaycomes@gmail.com. Do not worry, do not fret, in a future episode, probably episode 3, Mo will be back to banter back and forth. But for now, thank you for listening and hope you can help me find a catchphrase to close it off with. Thanks, bye.
This podcast is a part of the Second Unit Podcast Network. It's where we make our home. We came from the basement to sit on the cult couch, have our no-budget nightmares of bloodbaths and boomsticks. We're so drunk on VHS at the after-movie diner that Dr. Action and the Kick-Ass Kid can comment on the whole damn thing. It's easy to find if you keep in mind 2upn.blogspot.com.
Ooh. And this is Something Weird This Way Comes. Ooh.